800-222-5222. It's now my great privilege to welcome my friend Gloria Allred. Of course, Gloria needs no intro, but I will nonetheless. Civil rights attorney at Gloria Allred is her Twitter handle. Gloria, Mr. Trump has directed some barbs your way.
Well, yeah, gee, that's not a surprise, right?
Well, actually, I would be honored if I were you. You're part of the discourse now. This is good.
Okay. Well, here's what happened, Dr. Drew. Yesterday, in a radio interview broadcast in New Hampshire and on the Internet yesterday, he stated that I had sent letters, quote, to hundreds and hundreds of people, like people that work for me, and sent letters to Miss Universe contestants. Oh, and then a few more words. Then, oh, gee, if you have anything, please call us. That's what he's suggesting I said in these hundreds of letters, end quote. And he also called me a third-rate lawyer and accused me of working for the Clinton campaign. Well, I say to Mr. Trump, put up or shut up. I challenge you to produce the hundreds of non-existent letters which you allege were sent. You will not be able to do it. There are no such letters to your employees or to Miss Universe contestants. I've been honored by President Reagan at the White House, and the National Trial Lawyers honored me with their Lifetime Achievement Award. You are nothing but a fourth-rate politician and a fifth-rate human being who is losing this election and lashing out at the women who accuse you. You're attempting to bash me because I represent three of the accusers. Also, I do not work for the Clinton campaign. I work only for my clients. Please understand that you will not intimidate me. Others who are smarter, richer, and more famous than you are have tried and failed.
Awesome. I suspect he will respond to that. If I just was thinking to myself, I thought, oh man, if I needed an attorney, I would call Gloria right now. because she is not stepping down for anybody, which is what I've known you always to be. The other thing I've known you always to be is be very circumspect and careful with the clients you select. I mean, which is why I know where there's smoke, there's fire, so to speak. I mean, I don't know the depths of what actually happened, but I know that if somebody is making an accusation, you don't stop there.
I don't stop there. I want to vet them, and I want to know, you know, what corroboration they have and evidence and so forth. By the way, I'm going to give you a little inside information here, just for you and your hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of listeners on KABC, Dr. Drew.
Can't wait.
So, you know, a lot of people have been wondering, well, why is it all of a sudden at Gettysburg last Saturday, when he was supposed to give his big policy address, that Donald Trump suddenly started talking about, I'm going to sue the accusers? Well, Dr. Drew, let me share with you what I think happened, because, you know, a lot of press on television is speculating, well, what happened? Why did he kind of go off script or put this in? Didn't seem like that was what he was planning. Well, the night before, I sent out an announcement to the press that I would be coming forward Saturday afternoon with another accuser, with a new accuser, and that I'd be having a press conference about that. I then was asked about it early in the morning on Saturday morning on MSNBC, and I reaffirmed that, yes, I'd be coming forward with a new accuser. It was after that suddenly Mr. Trump at Gettysburg, you know, goes on a rant about how he's going to sue any accusers who come out and make, I guess, what he considers false claims or lies about him. So, you know, it's easy, you know, you kind of yank the tiger's chain, and then the tiger just kind of moves around, you know, and he's very yankable, you know, he's very, you know, as Hillary Clinton has said very often, you know, any man who can be baited with a tweet should not have his finger on the nuclear button. So obviously, it was easy to bait him, and he took the bait.
I imagine, though, this is not the first time you've been through this rodeo, right? I mean, this is sort of a common playbook in people that you come up against.
Well, I mean, it's hard to compare anybody to Donald Trump. I mean, with the number of lies that he's put out there and said to the public, which, I mean, you know, there are many websites that list all the lies that they have fact checked and found that, in fact, were not true.